Some international NGOs may be forced to pack up and leave China if they can't meet the requirements of a strict new law. That law puts them under the supervision of Chinese police. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that it's the latest move in an ongoing crackdown on civil society.
Foreign NGOs in China run the gamut from legal aid to poverty reduction. And under the new law, the police can shut down these groups' events, inspect their offices and their finances, and question their staff at any time. But Guolin Mao, an official with China's legislature, told a press briefing on Thursday there's nothing to worry about. We welcome and support all foreign NGOs to come to China, he said, and conduct friendly exchanges. Of course, which groups are friendly or hostile will be up to the police to decide. The law forbids foreign NGOs from doing anything that harms China's national interests, which critics say is a pretty vague rule. President Xi Jinping has also issued plenty of warnings recently for Chinese to guard against foreign infiltrators and subversives. Police official Hao Yunhong told reporters that Chinese government support for foreign NGOs is not unconditional.
Although we are open and tolerant, foreign groups that support or manipulate domestic groups to break China's laws will be dealt with according to the law.
David Kelly is director of research at the Beijing-based firm China Policy, which has advised foreign NGOs on how to deal with government regulation. He admits that the net effect of this law is bad. But he says China's government has been tightening the screws on Chinese and foreign NGOs for several years. And China's leaders never intended to tolerate NGOs that might check their power or hold them to account.
For foreign NGOs to come in and say, we are going to help you set up something which is going to constrain the Chinese state, well, of course the Chinese state is going to shut it down.
The bottom line, Kelly says, is that China still needs foreign NGOs' expertise. And he predicts that the current repressive atmosphere for civic groups will eventually ease.
I think that Chinese civil society will find ways to maintain its thrust. It has time on its side. It cannot be controlled by police action alone.
The new law takes effect on January 1st of next year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.